News Talk, 1110 and 99.3 WBT. It is the Brett Witterble Show. I am happy to be here. I know you're happy to be there. A lot of big stuff happening out there. President Biden just wrapping up his final comments on the climate change summit that he attended, COP26. And he said that the election in Virginia will have nothing to do with his agenda. We have a number of competing stories all kind of moving at the same time. You've got the Youngkin versus McAuliffe battle royale taking place up in Virginia tonight. I don't know that we're going to have a result tonight, though, because they're saying there's a million mail-in ballots that have come in. And so we're going to have to wait for the other couple of million that'll be cast to come in. And already Mark Elias, I know you're going to be shocked when I say this, but Mark Elias, the guy who is the mastermind behind Hillary Clinton's Steele dossier going after Donald Trump, he already filed a lawsuit saying that there's going to be a lot of mail-in ballots, like 300,000 more mail-in ballots are going to come in. And so we're going to have to wait to count some of these votes over the course of days and weeks. Come on. Raise your hand if you're suspicious of that kind of a lawsuit. I'm very suspicious of it. But then there's this. And this is sort of a chance for you as parents and as concerned citizens and folks that are active in your community to kind of sound off in this regard. This is the headline from Heather Hollingsworth and Carolyn Thompson, writing in the Associated Press. This is a broader picture of our country. And it goes like this. GOP push to politicize school board races gets election test. School board races, once sleepy and localized, have become the new front in a culture war raging across the nation as resentments over COVID-19 restrictions and anti-racism curriculum reach a boiling point. On Tuesday, voters weigh in on dozens of races that have been dominated by debates over masks and vaccines, race and history. The outcomes will decide not just the district policies, but also whether the education fight has staying power as part of the national discourse and becomes a rallying issue for Republicans in the 2022 midterms. Conservatives have eagerly taken up the cause as they look to move past the coronavirus pandemic and reframe the discussion on racial injustice in America as a rewriting of history. I haven't moved on from the, by the way, I have not moved on from the coronavirus pandemic in that I want the Chinese to be held to account and to write checks with trillions of dollars in them to the countries that they helped to destroy over the last 3 years. I want a full investigation that tells us about the collusion between Randy Weingarten and the Biden White House. And I want to know more about what Fauci knew, what he did and what he didn't do. So no, I haven't moved on past that. I want our kids to get a good education. And I'm going to tell you something right now. When I look at the way the education game is played in this country right now, I am incredibly disappointed. And I'm disappointed in the administrators and the politicians who have created this system of failing public schools around our country. Now, in almost every jurisdiction in this country, you have schools that are underperforming and underperforming in a serious way. You have administrators that understand that, well, that's just how it's always been. Some of the schools perform well. Some of the schools are underperforming. That's just the way it's going to be. And do you know what their position is? Their position, and make no mistake when I say this, I am dead serious. Their position is, well, you know, some kids are just not going to perform as well as other kids. And so, you know what we're going to teach the kids that are underperforming? We're going to teach them that they're victims. And we're going to teach them that they need to get activated as social justice warriors rather than learning calculus, trigonometry, algebra, biology, physics, chemistry, earth sciences. We're going to give them sex surveys rather than teaching them how to write sentences and paragraphs and to understand how to encapsulate a thought with proper grammar. We're going to teach them instead. We're going to give them sex surveys. We're going to give them violent school hallways where guns are found on a regular basis rather than educating them, because education is too hard for us as administrators to ensure that failing schools are brought up to code. We'll just make them justice driven. That is a grave injustice. Every child in this country has a right to literacy. To literacy. Every child has that right. Every child has the right to learn to read proficiently, do math proficiently, before we get anywhere near the victimhood messaging that's getting pushed by these recent college graduates. Because make no mistake, these are not seasoned teachers in these classrooms that are pushing this propaganda. The weirdo sex surveys and the stuff that goes on with the CRT curriculum, right? That brings in Kendi for $25,000 and $30,000 for a 30-minute speech, right? No. That's not that at all. That's not that at all. That's the propagandists that come in and do that because they feel like they're empowered if your children regard themselves as victims. That's a fact. Mature teachers who have been around the block for a number of years have the best interest of these kids at heart. You want to know why? Because they get paid to do that as a profession. And some of them have been doing it for 10, 20, 25, 30 years. They've got staying power. What you got coming out of the colleges right now, I've been spending time at colleges recently, listening to the messaging coming out of the colleges. What you have is a bunch of people that want to get out. These young teachers want to come out into the system, and they think they're going to mold the minds of these children towards a particular political bent. Secondarily are the issues of literacy, mathematics, and things like that. Every kid deserves to have that right. We don't need your messaging coming out of your city, University of New York, University of Chicago, what have you, left-wing schools of education. You've miseducated the children for a couple of generations. It stops now. And if the Associated Press is butthurt about the idea that parents are finally getting involved, that's too bad for them. They probably don't even have kids. And if they do have kids, they got them in private schools because they're afraid of the public school experience. They're also elites. Bottom line is, parents are starting to step up for kids, and it doesn't matter whether you are black, white, Hispanic, Asian, whatever, Native American, mixed race. You deserve a good education, and we, the parents, are going to take this stuff over. Now, if you don't like it, keep your kids in the private school. Hide from the hard tasks. But you know what? Leave patriotic, God-fearing, strong Americans alone. We've had enough of the lectures. We want to get to the work of educating these kids. And if Randy Weingarten doesn't like it, she can go take a long walk off a big field